People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Super excited to be back here at Cabot Gymnasium. Tracy Strain coming to you on the Classic Hits 101.7 KTLO. Lady Bomber basketball. Lady Bombers with the 17-11 lead going into the second period here. The War Eagles will start with the basketball as Samuels will do the inbounding. Pressure being put on by the Lady Bombers. Finds Evans in the backcourt for the War Eagles. Swings that ball going left to right. Hands it off to Sanders. Sanders to Avery. And we're going to have a foul, a push from behind on Kate Gilbert. Her second foul, second team foul. Leah Jackson back into the game for Gilbert. War Eagles basketball. As Turner Miles takes it, puts it up, hits the big two. Makes it 17-13, 7:38 left in this first half. Husky with the basketball. And then we're going to have a little bit too much of pushing and shoving by Evans. Going to call a foul on her. That's going to be her second foul. And team foul number four. So Lady Bombers basketball, as Yates has it at the free throw line, drives it, kicks it back out to Martin. Martin swings it to the left side. Finds Jackson. She shoots the three, can't come up with it, but Anna Grace Foreman gets the rebound. She misses the putback, and Turner Miles with the rebound. She takes it down the floor. Ball gets knocked loose by Husky, and then it's stripped away by Sanders. And then we're going to have a walk as she dishes it to Avery. She gets charged for the walk. And it'll go back to the Lady Bombers. Turner Miles comes out of the ball game, and Winston for the War Eagles goes in. Emma Martin with the basketball for the Lady Bombers, going left to right. Tries to find Husky, but she can't find Husky. She finds Yates at the left baseline. Tries to go in to Foreman. Ball gets deflected into the hands of Evans. And then Emma Martin strips it away from her, takes it down, drives it into the paint, and hits her first bucket. Makes it 19-13, 6:33 left in this second period. Winston with the basketball for the War Eagles. Tries to go inside to Avery. She kicks it out. The Samuels, who drives to the bucket, she misses it. Husky comes down for the Lady Bombers. She drives all the way, finds Jackson. She misses the layup. Yates grabs it. She misses it, but put back by Foreman. We're going to have a substitution. Kate Gilbert into the game. And Emily Payne into the game. Coming out of the game is Yates and Jackson. Loose ball on the floor. Foreman grabs it, finds Gilbert. Gilbert drives up on the left side, misses it, but she's foul on the drive. That foul is going to be on Samuels. Her first. Team foul number five. To the line to shoot two is going to be Kate Gilbert. She's got 2 points in this game so far. She hits that free throw, make it three, with a 22-13 Lady Bomber lead with 5:44 left in the second period. And Gilbert once again puts it up. She's four for four from the charity stripe. makes it a 10-point Lady Bomber lead with 5:43 left. J.A. Fair loses it on the inbound pass, and it will stay with the Lady Bombers. The Husky will inbound the ball for the Lady Bombers. Finds Emma Martin. She takes it, drives inside the paint, puts it up, and she hits her second bucket in this game. Makes it 25-13 with 5:30 left in this first half. Evans with the basketball for J.A. Fair, trying to work right to left. She's being cut off by Martin. Hands it off to Winston. Winston once again working that right side. Finds Sanders. She puts it up. She misses the basket. Emma Martin with the rebound to Husky. Husky goes down. We're going to have a block by Sanders. Her first pass, first foul, team foul number 6. Husky is coming out of the ball game for the Lady Bombers, and Leah Jackson going in. Martin with the inbound pass to Gilbert. Gilbert swings it to the left wing to Payne. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert drives, puts it up, misses it, but she's going to draw the foul once again. That foul's going to be on number 22, Jayla Avery. Her second foul, team foul number 7, but to the line to shoot 2 will be Kate Gilbert. She hits her first one. 5 from 5 from the free throw line, pushes the lead to 26-13 with 5:02 left in this first half. Misses the second one, but Anna Grace Foreman with the rebound. Can't come up with it. Hands it off to Martin. And they're going to call a push on her. And that's going to be on Turner Miles, her second personal, team 8. To the 1-1 is going to be Martin. She misses it. So Gilbert misses hers. Martin misses hers. 26-13, 4:52 left of this first half. Kyra Penn coming into the game. Emily Payne going out. 26-13, 4:50 left in this first half. Lady Bombers with the lead. Gilbert with the basketball going to her right side. To Jackson, to Martin. Long three, can't come up with it. Evans with the rebound for the War Eagles, and she's going to bring it back up top. She was hustling down and decided she'd take a U-turn and get back up to the top of the key. Working that left side is Miles. Swings it to the top to Winston. Finds Evans. And then Evans, she tries to go inside to Samuels, but the ball is deflected by Martin and will go out of bounds, and we'll stay with J.A. Fair with 4:18 left of this first half. Winston with the basketball. Base sideline, tries to go inside, but the ball goes into the hands of Foreman as she finds Jackson, and Jackson takes it down the floor. Goes to the right, drives, ball gets knocked loose by Samuels. She takes it down for the War Eagles, puts it up, misses the shot, no foul call. Martin comes down with the rebound for the Lady Bombers, hands it off inside to Foreman, and she's able to hit the 2. 28-13, 3:48 left in this half. Martin with the strip, takes it, drives inside the lane, hits the bucket, and 1. That foul's going to be on Evan, her third personal, team foul number 9. Emma Martin hits the bucket, and 1. 30-13, 3:42 left in this first half. Going into the game is Clemens for J.A. Fair as Evans comes out. Martin hits it. Pushes the lead 31-13 with 3:38 left in this first half. Turner Miles with the basketball for the War Eagles. Able to go inside to Samuels. She tries to get a bounce pass inside to Clemens, but Penn is able to get her hands on it and then draw the foul. And that foul is going to be on Clemens. So that's Clemens' first foul, team foul number 10. So we're in the double bonus. Going to the line to shoot two is going to be Penn for the Lady Bombers. First free throw is up and good. 32-13, 3:28 left in this first half. Penn's second free throw hits off the back of the iron. Coming down with the rebound is the War Eagles. As Winston has it, but the ball gets deflected as Martin gets her hands on it, tips it to Jackson. She tries to take it down the court, and then she's fouled on the drive. That foul's going to be on Turner Miles, her third foul. We're in the double bonus. Leah Jackson hits her first free throw in the ball game, makes the lead, a 20-point lead, Mountain Home, 33-13. Jackson hits the second one. Another substitution for J.A. Fair. Julia Jones into the game. So Winston with the basketball takes it down for the War Eagles. Pushes it to the right side. Ball was going to get deflected, but they call the foul on Emma Martin. Call the push on her. Her first foul, team foul number 3. Emily Payne back into the game. Emma Martin out. Sanders with the basketball for the War Eagles. Hands it off to Jones. She tries to go right baseline line. Gets it into Samuel's hands. Kicks it back out to Winston up top. She drives left side. Pulls up the 15-footer. Can't make it. Getting the rebound for the War Eagles is Samuels. But you had a block shot by Penn, and she takes it down the floor. Tries to find Payne, but Payne loses it. Ball goes out of bounds with 2:37 left in the second period. It's a 34-13 ball game as the Lady Bombers are ahead of J.A. Fair. Sanders with the basketball for the War Eagles. Links it to that left-hand side. Tries to find Jones. She puts it up, misses it. Winston with the rebound. Takes it, drives it on the right side. She misses the ball. They're going to say it is off her on the rebound, and it will go to the Lady Bombers with 2:17 left in this first period. Or sorry, second period, first half. We have another substitution going on for the Lady Bombers. Mariah Hudson in, Foreman out. Payne with the basketball finds Gilbert up top. Gilbert goes inside the paint, pulls up for the drive, hits it, make it a 36-13 ball game with 1:53 left in this first half. Jones with the basketball for the War Eagles. Goes inside, puts it up, misses it. Tim with the rebound. Finds Gilbert. Gilbert pushes it up the floor. Drives to the left side. Pulls up the jumper. She misses it. And then we're going to have an over-the-back call. We're going to have a push call on Leah Jackson, her first foul, team foul number 4. No pressure being put on by the Lady Bombers. 1:30 left in this second period. 36-13. Lady Bombers with the lead. Winston drives, pulls up for the War Eagles. She can't make the bucket. Penn comes down with the rebound. The Jackson. The Hudson. She hits her first two on that right baseline line, makes it a 38-13 ball game with 1 minute left. Winston with the basketball, works that left side, finds Jones at the top. Still working that left side as she kicks it in to Clemens. She tries to dish it to Samuels, but it's deflected off of Gilbert's hands. Coming out of the ball game is Clemens for the War Eagles. Going back into the ball game is Sanders. On the inbound pass, Payne is going to draw a foul. Her first foul, team foul number 5. 51.7 seconds left. War Eagles basketball. Inbound pass inside to Samuel. She's able to hit the 2. For the War Eagles, makes it a 38-15 ball game. Lady Bombers with the lead. And as Jackson goes down the court, Winston's going to get called for the block, her first foul, and Jackson's going to go to the line for a double bonus. She hits her first free throw. She's 3 from 3 from the line today. Misses the second one off the back iron. Makes it 39-15 with 38.9 seconds left in this first half. It's been all nothing but Lady Bombers. J.A. Fair with the basketball, 36 seconds left. Sanders taking it down the floor. Evans, who is their normal point guard, she's in some foul trouble. She has 3 fouls already in this first half, so she hasn't been back into the ball game since she's been taken out. And then Payne picks up her second foul, team foul number 6. Once again, War Eagles basketball. Shooting it up is Sanders. Can't come up with the basket. Loose ball. Gets her own rebound with 19 seconds left. Decides to put it back up, and she hits the 2. 39-17, 10 seconds left. Payne with the ball, finds Gilbert. Gilbert drives on that right base sideline, pulls it back up. Finds Jackson. She puts up and hits the big 3 from downtown. And that's going to be the end of this first half, folks. It is the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 42, the J.A. Fair War Eagles 17. We'll be back here shortly with some halftime stats on Class of Hicks 101.7 KTLO.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.